In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O God, whose only begotten Son, by whose life, death, and resurrection, hath purchased for us the rewards of eternal salvation, grant, we beseech thee, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may both imitate what they contain, and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Question 78. Who is the Savior of all men? The Savior of all men is Jesus Christ. In the Catechism, on page 46, you'll see a symbol there. It goes way back in the early church, using Greek. The X is a chi, the P is a rho. So you have CHR, the first three letters of Christ, an abbreviation, if you will. And it is important, I think, at this point to know what the Holy Name means. When we refer to the Holy Name, we mean our Lord Jesus Christ, His name. And that's His full name. And it means two different things. The first part, His first name, is from the Hebrew, and it means Savior. And the second part, from the Greek, Christos, and it means Anointed One. So that's what our Savior's name means, Savior and Anointed One. Question 79. What is the first teaching of the Catholic Church about Jesus Christ? The chief teaching of the Catholic Church about Jesus Christ is that He is God made man. When it says here, our chief teaching, it may be a little bit misleading. We can use different words here, greatest, chief, that kind of thing. Our most important, the highest or greatest doctrine of the Church is the teaching of the Holy Trinity, that God is three in one. But the principle upon which our religion is based is the Incarnation. All of our sacraments are based on this. When you see someone light a candle, celebrate Mass, make a genuflection, use holy water, you are seeing the Incarnation. God came to us not as an angel, but as flesh and blood. So we, if you will, flesh out this Incarnation, this coming of flesh in all different kinds of ways, right down to wearing an image of the miraculous medal around our necks. Question 80. Why is Jesus Christ God? Jesus Christ is God because He is the only Son of God, having the same divine nature as His Father. A reminder here too, when you hear the Holy Name, please bow your head. Try to acquire that habit. Question 81. Why is Jesus Christ man? Jesus Christ is man because He is the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary and has a body and soul like ours. Mary is the garden in which grew the flower, which is Christ. In the previous three questions, there you have little additions, if you will, to the Cairo that I think can be rather helpful. Please do take a look at them, pages 46 and 47. Question 82. Is Jesus Christ more than one person? No. Jesus Christ is only one person. And that person is the second person of the Blessed Trinity.